Have you ever noticed in life, there seems to be a pattern, like things fall in sequence. Have you seen that? Like in your life, you can kind of figure out maybe what the next thing is going to happen because you read the pattern and you see like what the movement is. And especially with the Lord, there's a pattern. Today I want to talk about this pattern. It's called the pattern of love. I told you before about when I had to do a paper on love, and it was by Make It or Break It when I was going into University of Detroit, and so one friend of mine started talking to me, and I was talking to all kinds of people, and I get all kinds of shallow answers. But this one friend of mine went into the depths of love, and love of family, love of brothers, love of sisters, different kinds of love. And love is an all-encompassing subject, and as we've already learned, that God is love. He doesn't just display love. He is love. So I want to come back to that in a minute, that God is love, but there's this pattern of love. And so I've heard this verse before, and I want to talk to you today about letting it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. What am I talking about? What are we supposed to let out? Love. We're supposed to let love out. We have it, and we got it all bottled up inside of us. We have Jesus in us. We have God in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. But now, what are we supposed to do with it? You know, we can just use it also, you know, just to enhance ourselves and make ourselves feel good about ourselves. And we can keep learning and learning more scripture and more passages, but we just keep piling it in. So what I want to talk today is about letting it out. Love is this weird quantity mathematically that it doesn't follow the rules of math. The rules of math are like if you have a quantity, let's say you have $8 million, and I give $100,000 to 100 people, I will be broke. Right? That's math. However, love works differently. If I have this $100 million worth of love or $1 million worth of love, and I give it away, and I keep giving it away, what happens? It multiplies. I have $100 million. I have $1 billion. I have $1 zillion. I have $1 quadrillion. I have more. I have more than what I... Have you ever had that happen? Where you do something for God, and it ricochets? I mean, it ricochets in a good way, not a bad way. That happens too, right? Sometimes you just have to go through some of the hardship of giving away love because people aren't ready to accept the love. But when people are ready to accept it, have you ever had the blessing come back? And the blessing was so much more than what you gave out. It's 100 times or 1,000 times better than whatever you gave. I've had that happen so many times. Love is this mysterious quantity that never runs out and keeps multiplying. So this first verse, I've heard it 1,000 times, and so have you. We love because He first loved us. We love because God first loved us, right? And that's nice. You know, I like that. I like that God loved me first. That's pretty cool, right? That He cared enough about me that He loves me. But it has so much more meaning than that. We love because He, God, loved first. In other words, the only way we can love is because He loved first. The only way we can have this quantity of love that we can give away is because God gave us that love in the first place. It all follows this pattern. This pattern of it is not about what you do or what you earn or how much you have to grow. It's about what God already gave you, how He already made you. God already gave you love. We love because He loved us first. Not just in, oh, that's so nice, He loved me first, and now I'm going to love Him. No, not just that. He loved, He gave me a deposit of love. God is love. He gave me himself. He gave me his son. He gave me the Holy Spirit. And now I have love. Let it out. Let it out. There's somebody in your life this week that needs some love. There's somebody in your life right now that needs some God. There's somebody that you know that needs some Jesus. And I'm not talking about you have to go there and thump, thump, thump on a Bible with them. Maybe that's the method, I don't know. But maybe it's simply praying with them. Maybe it's simply maybe it's just listening. The art of listening is so powerful. Sometimes it's just being present, being there. Because, you know, if you're next to that person and you're in that room with that person, who else is in that room?
Jesus.
God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So you're walking in that room with power. I really need us to get it that we have power.
Amen.
We have the power of love. We love because God first loved, deposited love into us. Only it gets better. Whoever claims to love God yet hates, well, that's such a strong word.
Dislike.
No, we're going to stay with hates. Yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. See, love is demonstrated, right? Love is not static. It doesn't stay bottled up. You know, as a matter of fact, you ever hear about body language? Well, I'm not good at body language. I've even had people say to me, and you know, you don't hide things very well, Tom. You know, you wear it on your sleeve.
Yep.
People can read it, you know. Are you like that? Can people, like, read you? Like, know if you're upset?
Yep.
Even if you don't say a word?
Yep.
Your eyes kind of show it, you know. You know, we can show love, or we can show the opposite. We can show our human frailty. We can show our distrust, our disgust. We can show our hate. We can power it down a little bit, our dislike. Or we can choose. See, love is a choice. It's not just an emotion. It's not just like what you see in the movies and, oh, it's just this magical thing that happens. It's a choice. You choose to love. I was reading about this today, and it's like when you care for somebody, and it's hard. You know, you got to care for them every day, and day after day after day, if you're a caregiver, those caregivers know what I'm talking about. It can get difficult after a while. You know, especially if you have somebody in your home and you're taking care of them and you have all this pressure, that's love. And sticking with somebody who's not being real nice to you, that's love. And enduring and persevering, that's love. And invariably, and I know so many relationships that this happens, that if you love enough, it flips. It may take 20 years, but it flips. And all of a sudden, you have this relationship with this person that you've been trying to have for so long, and it's because you love them first. Sound familiar?
Yes.
God loved us first, so we can love others first. And he has given us this command, not a suggestion, and that maybe you should. He has given this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. I mean, if we don't love our brothers and sisters in this world, what's going to happen?
More chaos.
More chaos than we already have. I mean, we're not going to be able to display God. We're not going to be able to display Jesus. We have Jesus, he's inside us, we got the Holy Spirit, but we need to display him. And sometimes that means putting yourself second. Sometimes that means swallow up your feelings about something. Sometimes that means hold your tongue. Sometimes that means just to pray and just to listen and be present. Sometimes it's just plain inconvenient. You know, you ever notice that God gives you these, like, these assignments in the most inconvenient time? You're late. You got to get there. And then you see somebody on the road who needs some help, and I don't have time to stop for that. And these days, I'm a little wary of stopping for that too, right? But God gave you that opportunity, or somebody comes up to you and they need to talk to you, and you know this is going to be a long conversation. And you know that you're going to get involved. So there's that Holy Spirit nudge. And all you got to do is follow your gut. And it'll tell you exactly what to do. Maybe it said, hey, I do have to get somewhere, but let's talk. I'll call you later, and we'll have this conversation. Or maybe it's urgent, and we need to talk right now. Or maybe it's that you need to be able to help somebody at that moment. And maybe it's simply a prayer that they don't even know you're praying. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. There's that pattern. We love God. And because we love God, we love his child. We love Jesus because we love God. We love the Holy Spirit because we love God. We love Jesus. We love the Holy Spirit. We love God. We love Jesus. We love the Holy Spirit. We love each other. The pattern continues. It's seamless is the word I've seen for it. It just works. It just flows down. God is love. God is inside us. We need to let it out. We need to display that love. This is how we know that we love the children of God. By loving God and carrying out his commands. So, you know, recently I had somebody talking about this. Is how do I know if I love my brother or sister? You know, I said hate is a very strong word. You know, it's really hard to hate somebody. You really have to have a lot of baggage to go there. And sometimes we do have enough baggage. But, you know, I even read this book about forgiveness. And you know why we forgive, right? We don't forgive for the person who did the thing against us. We forgive for ourselves. We forgive because we need that healing in us. God said, forgive others as you are forgiven. And he's forgiving us for all of our stuff. It's not just that we have our own laundry list, which we do. But we need to forgive. He knows God is smart enough, God is brilliant enough to know that we need to forgive to heal thyself. So we need to forgive others. We need to love others. And remember when we talk about love, love is exponential and it keeps coming back at us. Well, so is hate. What does it say in Scripture? How do you defeat hate? Do you defeat hate with more hate? Do you defeat evil with more evil? Because all it does is multiply the evil, multiply the hate, and before you know it, you got this avalanche going on. No. It says you defeat evil with good. You defeat evil with God, with Jesus, with love, with the Holy Spirit. We need to let it out. This world today is so isolated. It's insane. You know, we are in a really crazy time. I keep saying that, and then it keeps getting crazier. I don't know if any of you have Googled lately and gotten into a conversation. I have. It's getting kind of nutty. Like, hey, you know, I want to know about this, about, you know, music, and then, you know, I go down this rabbit trail, and it tells me all this stuff. And I got to tell you, a lot of times AI is wrong.
Yes.
A lot of times AI is wrong. And when I say AI, I'm not getting into the chat GPT. I don't do that thing. I'm just talking about Google something, and then it has this conversation. It's crazy. We're having a conversation with a computer. And people are actually, they are so starved for love today that they're having conversation, they're having a relationship with their chat GPT.
Or games, or
whatever other distraction, but it's not with another human being. That is dangerous. That is, I'm going to say it, it's crazy. So we are in this world that people need you. They need your love. They need your interaction. They need your Jesus. I speak Jesus is what we sang about. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. His commands are beneficial. His commands give us back that ricochet effect that we get more back than we give out. His command is to love others as you love yourself. I've always been astounded by that. Can you imagine this world if everyone just did that one little command? Just one. They love their neighbor as they would love themselves. You would wipe out 99.9% of all of our stuff. Because you want none of that stuff happening to you. And you want people to love and have care and compassion. So you're going to get love and care and compassion. I mean, what a beautiful command. And mind you, this is not a suggestion. This is a command. We are to love others as we love ourselves. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Love wins. Love wins every time. Every time, love wins. No matter what the circumstance, love wins. No matter what's happening, love wins. And if love wins, God wins. And if God wins, Jesus wins. And get this, if love wins, if God wins, if Jesus wins, guess who else wins? You win. We are in a culture, we've been in it for 100 years or more, that we like to win. Who likes to win? Who likes to lose? All hands down, right? We all like to win. Love wins every time. God wins every time. Jesus wins every time. The Holy Spirit wins every time. You win every time. Final verse. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. It all comes back to belief. I told you guys before that thing I learned in TTI when I was doing the disciple-making thing, and that our beliefs are where we have the starting point. What we believe is what we, you know, then have habits, and then we have habits because this is what we believe, so this is for, therefore, what we do, and then we do it enough that it becomes habit, it becomes who we are, and finally it becomes our value system. But it all begins with belief. And look what it says. And why is John keep coming back to this? He does this like every other verse he's talking about. And remember, Jesus is the Son of God. And hey, don't forget, Jesus is the Son of God. Well, for one thing, the enemy is coming against the church. The people are coming against the church and trying to say that Jesus is not the Son of God. The Quran says Jesus, and literally in print, it says Jesus is not the Son of God. Why is this point so important?
Because of the power of that statement.
Because of the power of that statement. Because this is how God showed his love. For God so loved the world. So overcame the world. That he gave, underline, circle, highlight, gave his one and only begotten Son, that so whoever believes, circle, underline, highlight, in him will have eternal life. Life with the Father, life with the Son, life with the Holy Spirit. Who is it that listen to this, hear this. Who is it that overcomes the world? Because what would be our first answer? Who overcomes the world? Jesus. That's not what it said. Look what it says. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Who is that?
You.
All of us.
You. All of us. We overcome. There's so many times we just don't understand the power that we will. We don't get it. We don't know that we have God inside of us. We overcome the world. We overcome the problems. We overcome the people who are separated from God. We overcome the enemy. We overcome everything and anything. Not because we're so smart, because we're not. But because we've been made holy and we've been given love. Where did we start? We love because he loved us first. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you that you have instilled yourself in us. We believe, we know that Jesus is your Son. We know, we believe that Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. We know, we believe that the Holy Spirit resides in us. We know that you are love and that we have love in us, and we need to just let it out. Our prayer today is to help us let it out. Maybe we just need to take 10 seconds and say, Dear Holy Spirit, may you speak. And Dear Holy Spirit, may we hear what you have to say, and then let it out. And maybe it's a prayer in your name, our Lord Jesus, and let it out. Maybe it's a movement, dear Father God, that for you to let somebody know that who you are and how much you love them, and that you have instilled love into them, and that they're accepted and that they're okay and they can make it through the next day. We ask that we let it out. This week, Lord, help us let out your love to this world who's in need. This we ask. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. We're going to end our worship a little differently because you're making me think of an old song here. Some of you know this. It's a little chorus, and I'm going to say the words, and it's easy to learn, and then we're going to sing together. Right, Mary Lynn? Okay. Love through me. Love through me. Oh, Lord, love through me. Somewhere, somebody needs my love today. Oh, Lord, love through me. Are you ready? Love through me, love through me. Oh, Lord, love through me.
He gave us love. You see the pattern that God loved us first. He gave us his Son. You can see the pattern that with the Son, we get the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit lives in us. You can see the pattern that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And you can see the pattern that you will display that love to someone else, and they will see God. I'll tell you, as a pastor, as a speaker, there's nothing that will blow your head up faster than somebody comes up to you after a message and says, you know what? I heard from God from you today. And you gotta really keep it humility and say, you know, that's the Holy Spirit, because that's who did that. But I'm telling you right now that people will see God in you, through you, because of you. And I don't say that to blow your head up so you can't fit out that door on the way out. I say that so that you understand the power that is in you. And with that power, what do they say? With power comes responsibility. I want us to take that serious this week, that we have that power and we have that responsibility. So I'm going to ask you this week that you pray for an opportunity. You pray for an opportunity to talk to somebody or pray with somebody or help somebody or do something in the name of God. We had a men's group and we talked about, like, over the last week, what is it that, you know, God has been doing through you, and how can you help another church is what we talked about this week. But the whole idea is, what can God do through you this week? Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you that we are your vessels of love. We thank you that you give us pure agape love, and that we can show pure agape love to others, not by our own power, not by our own character even, not by our own integrity, not by our own intelligence, not even by our own emotion, only because you are already in us and you have commanded us to show love. Let us go, therefore, and show love. We are dismissed to love and to serve our Lord Jesus. Have an amazing week.